A Friend That Sticks Closer Than a Brother by Sheila Kopp at HavingGod.com. A man that had friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Proverbs 18, verse 24. I love this verse. I didn't used to know what this means, but I knew enough that somehow there is a friend, Jesus, that sticks closer than a brother. But I didn't understand it back when I was in high school, or even for many years after that, until I came to really know the Lord for myself. I mean, don't get me wrong. I grew up in church. I sang to Him, loved Him, and served Him. But not until He revealed Himself to me that I come to really know who He is. He became so real to me. See, I think we get this idea that God can't really be our very best of best friends. He's a friend, sure. Someone you can definitely call on in time of trouble, especially when there's no one else around that can help you. Like when the doctor says, "That's it, my friend. That's all I can do for you." Then we remember God the Lord. Yeah, Lord, remember me? You're my friend, remember? I really need you now more than ever. You know He will be there because He's so merciful and gracious. Many times He has come through and helped us, even when we only remember Him when things get really tough and there's no one else around. As this verse says, there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Even when your brother or your really good friend in this life can't be there for you, God will be there. But that's the thing I am finding out about Jesus Christ. We don't have to wait to call on Him until He's the only one that can help us. Even in the smallest things, such as, "Lord God, I can't find my car keys again. Lord, help me." He's there. And He loves it too. When we come to Him for any little thing, He loves it. When we're ruminating about a situation or annoyed about something and wish it could work out somehow, even if it's not even anything major, instead of just worrying about it alone, talk to the Lord. He doesn't mind at all. Like I said, He loves it because He loves us so much. He wants to be involved. I hate to say this, but many times we are actually doing God a bad service when we try to figure out our problems on our own. We're not being kind to Him. Imagine Him, for example, watching us from the day we were born to this very minute and loving us so much in the process. I mean, think about it. He has made us. He breathed life into us. He formed our little itsy bodies in our mother's wombs. He knows us in and out and our personality even before our own mother has figured us out. There is nothing He doesn't know about our makeup. So every time you come across a heartache or a sorrow, He's there hanging around in His spirit, waiting for us to mention His name and talk to Him. He's our Creator. He's the one that began us and breathed life into us. We wouldn't be around if it wasn't for Him. So it doesn't matter if our request is so small. He wants in. One day, not so long ago, I remember feeling the presence of the Lord hovering inside me while I prepared dinner. There was no one around, it was just me in the kitchen. It's as if He was letting me know He knew every part of my thoughts. I had to chuckle and say to the Lord, "Lord, are Are you listening in on my thoughts, Lord? I could see him in my mind, and so I said to him, It's all right, Lord. You can listen in. You are welcome. I figured he can teach me a thing or two in the process and correct me if need be. As a matter of fact, I remember him correcting me because I was having this conversation in my head about a friend, and it was not good. All of a sudden, I heard my name called in my spirit, Chen. It's almost like, watch what you're thinking. But without any reproach, none whatsoever. I knew exactly what he meant. It was to help me because the Lord knows my desire to be holy and pure before him. I certainly cannot do this on my own. I may desire it, but it doesn't mean it happens. I need his help. So I said, Oh, I'm sorry, Lord, and changed my thoughts. How often do we exclude God from our lives, let alone from our hearts and our thoughts, when he so wants to be a part of us? Yes, he is a friend that sticks closer than a brother, but he is so much more. We need to make him our everyday friend, our every moment friend. Not just when things go wrong, but even when things are well. We are sharing with him, we are communing with him, and we are involving him and making him a part of our daily life. Then when things go wrong, we know exactly where to find him. You know, he has made this so easy for us. Back in the days of Moses and the forefathers of the Bible, goodness gracious, talk about trying to find God. No one can just find God. I mean, Moses had to climb Mount Sinai to talk to God. And not until the tabernacle was put up did the people get to come nearer to God. Even then, it wasn't so easy. They had to bring animal sacrifices and have the priest offer the offerings up for them and pray for them. Now once a year, they selected a priest to go into the holiest place of the tabernacle and hope to goodness he is right with God, so he can make an offering of atonement for everyone's sins. Since Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came and made his sacrifice for our sins and died at the cross in our stead, and has filled so many of us with his Holy Spirit today, we don't have to go and find him in Mount Sinai or wherever the Jews have set his tabernacle up. Right where we are sitting, standing, sleeping, eating, walking, wherever we are, we can find him. All we have to do is connect with him in our hearts and in our soul. Talk to him in our minds, and right there, his Holy Spirit will respond back to us. We can connect with him and find him if we seek after him with all of our hearts. He said in his word, And you shall seek me and find me, when you shall search for me with all your heart. I mean, talk about a friend that sticks closer than a brother, indeed. He's now inside our bodies. Incredible, really. I just swell up with such love for the Lord when I think about how he has made this verse so real to me now. Truly is a friend to me that sticks closer than a brother, or a sister, or a father, or a mother, or a husband, or a best friend. He truly is the very best of best friends I can ever find in this life. How often I have found him in the midst of a heartache, or in the midst of a miserable, frustrating time. He's there all the time. All I do is connect with him in my thoughts and in my heart and relate to him what was going on. And right away, I would hear him say to me, All is well. You're going to be all right. Or, I'll take care of it. Even just the other day, I had to help my husband by driving our car that needed repairs about 40 minutes to the repair shop. I hate driving. The Lord knows how I feel about this. So I was right behind my husband, following him along these country roads, when lo and behold, our GPS takes us a longer way. And I found myself driving in a highway 55 miles per hour with a car right behind me tailgating. Oy vey! So I tuned into the Lord and told him, get her off me! Don't let her near me! I'm thinking I'm going to need to hit this brake one of these moments with all these potholes, and she's going to be on top of me. Ugh! But I would hear this from the Lord. You're going to be okay. It's okay. Do not worry. Nothing's going to happen to you. That would comfort me, and I can relax. Thank you, Jesus. Funny thing is, every time I would pray, she would back off and leave a car space in between us. Then when I relaxed and forgot about her for a moment, in a little while, she's at it again, right behind me, so close. So I have to go and call on the Lord again. But I thank the Lord because He's so wonderful. I have to say again and again, when I find myself needing His comfort, all I have to do is talk to Him, and He's right there. I don't need to find a room or even be alone to find Him. Even in the midst of a multitude of people around me, I can find Him. I can see Him in my mind, and I could talk to Him in my heart. I don't ever feel alone anymore, unless I choose to be. And why would I want to do that when there is God, who loves me all the time, waiting for me to remember Him and acknowledge Him? And oh, how happy I make Him too when I do talk to Him and remember Him. We do make Him so happy whenever we come and talk to Him. He loves it so much because He loves us so much. I just love the Lord. He truly is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you unexpected end. Jeremiah 29, verse 11. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 28, verse 20. Prayer. Lord, I love you. I thank you with all of my heart for loving me. I could never thank you enough for being so gracious, so kind, and so merciful to my soul, Jesus. Time and time again, you have been there for me, sticking to me, keeping up with me, right beside me, and loving me through good times and bad times. I love you so much. I pray, Lord, that you will help me to be your friend too. I know you're my friend that has stuck with me all these years, but I need to be the same to you. Please, Father, help me, because out of sight is out of mind. If I can't see you and I can't feel you, well, it's not so easy to stay connected with you. But if you give me more of your Holy Spirit and give me more of you in this life, I think I'll definitely have a better chance of truly being a good friend to you. Help me, Father, to love you more. I pray in your sweet and lovely name, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen.